views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, I am Dr. Ronnie, your host, and today we are talking about something that will intrigue you. It's my favorite conversation, and it certainly is of interest to many of my clients around the country. And I have a special guest today. His name is Wayne Wilson, who invested over 31 years of his life motivating people towards a better quality of life. He's a lifestyle coach for food. He's an entrepreneur for a wellness center. He's developed a program called Correct Thinking. He also does television work. He was once with Mel Brooks. And he is a very prominent voice on many radio shows. And he's currently authoring a book to help one to discover their true purpose in life. Now, if I keep going, we'll spend the whole show on talking about Wayne's past. So I want to talk to you about something very important that Wayne and I have been talking quite a bit about over the last few weeks. Now, this show is really about why no one told you you may be malnourished. Nutrition is a significant issue around the world. It's not just a problem for poor nations. That's what we used to think. We present today with so many problems, chronic symptoms, chronic signs of just chronic illness, and we're not being diagnosed with a specific illness. And the reason why we aren't is because really these are vague symptoms that is a nuisance to our everyday life. But did you know the symptoms could be malnourished? Now, I'm not talking about something, you know, serious enough to bring you into the emergency room. I'm talking about things that people deal with every single day, but it never dawned on them that they're malnourished. I'm talking about weight gain, weight loss, believe it or not, fatigue, headache, dizziness, depression, inflammation, anxiety. I can go on. These are symptoms of malnutrition. We're living in the land of the plenty, but we're malnourished. This is so sad for me to constantly talk about this subject. Wayne, my friend, what is the solution? Is there a solution?
Well, there absolutely is, Dr. Ronnie, a solution. And I think what we have to do is go back to our original instructions. You know, in the Bible, Proverbs continuously says that we need to hear the instructions of our father and pay attention to the laws of our mother. And what that's talking about is that the words that we need to hear from our father is our spiritual words, because we are spirits going through a human experience. The laws of our mother are the natural laws that govern our being able to live in this physical body. And it's amazing that as many years as us we've spent in school, between high school and some of us college, that they never taught us about the laws that govern our wellness and our health. And when you break laws, obviously there are consequences. So that's the first thing. The first thing is we weren't here without instructions. Everything that you have in your house, in your life, comes with instructions, from your refrigerator, from your car, to the clothes that you have on. So you got to know that the creator that made these bodies would not send us here without instructions. So the problem is that we have been violating some very basic instructions, and that's why we're having all these diseases come up, and there's no real cause for them. But the cause is just that we have not went back to the manufacturer's warranty and found out what it is that we're not doing. So I think that is the first thing that we need to do, because you got to remember that even the word malnourished, it means that. It means that we are lacking the nutrition. And this body functions on nutrition. There are certain pieces, enzymes and pieces that we need. Malnutrition is going to cause dysfunction. Anytime we're lacking the pieces that need it, if it takes 100 to get it and you show up at 89, you're short. So a lot of the things that we have, they're natural things that we correct. We just do not understand what it is that we're missing. A lot of the things that we need to be eating in our food, even for the people that are trying to eat correctly, when we go back to eating the fruits and vegetables more than we need to, well, because the cycles have been thrown off, because the farmers are not tilling the land and waiting 7 years in between the harvest for the sun and the earth to replenish the soil with nutrients and minerals, now we're getting a lot of these GMO foods that means they're perfect-looking fruit. If you go in the grocery store, it's perfect-looking stacks of oranges, perfect stacks of apples and grapes, but they no longer have the nutritional value they used to. So now you've got to eat 4 or 5 oranges to get the nutritional value you used to get in one.
Because we used to listen to our grandmother, but, you know, no longer, it's no longer true. Like, I remember my grandmother used to say, a doctor day, keep the apple away, and now even a bushel of apples don't keep the doctor away. In fact, if you eat a bushel of apples, you're more likely to see your doctor. So I think that we can't count on what our grandmother said. We're just so far removed from that. I remember my grandmother used to say, eat your carrots. Mm-hmm. It's going to help. Your eyes will look pretty. You know, eat your spinach and you'll get stronger and all of these things. But we already know that you can't eat a cup of spinach because nothing will happen. I mean, you have to have 20 cups a day for anything to happen. And so it's impossible to have 20 cups of spinach a day. So we really are not, we can't even listen to some of the things that our grandmother said because we live in a different world and our food no longer have nutrition in it. And I love it when those people come to my retreat on Martha's Vineyard and they'll say, well, Dr. Ronnie, I eat really well. And so I have to take a deep breath and go, oh boy, here we go again. And then I'll say to them, What do you eat and why do you think that you're eating well? And so after I explain to them that they're not eating well, it's almost as if, you know, they're looking at me like, you're kidding me, right? And so, no, I wish that I was kidding you because I know that the USDA food pyramid nutrition recommendations are dead wrong. You know that. You know that. I know that. And many people today know that. They won't say that. But according to the food pyramid, you know, they said the carbohydrates should be consumed in greater quantity. And we should eat so many of these high concentrated carbohydrate foods. And we know that that's partly responsible for the obesity rate. And there's proof of that. So I'm not saying anything that's wrong.
Sure.
It's proof now that the pyramid needs to be reversed and that popular carb loading that they used to tell our athletes to eat, we now know that's dead wrong. And that's why a lot of our athletes are fatigued and sort of overweight. I mean, if you go back and look at the athletes 50 years ago, they didn't look like our athletes today. So come on, we know something wrong with that. So I'm not saying we should strip the carbohydrates from our diet because I get a lot of carbohydrate questions all the time. No, we shouldn't strip them because there is a place for them. And yes, we do need carbs. We need healthy carbs. So I just wanted you to share some more, you know, with us about what happened, specifically for those who don't know. What happened to our food? You know, we have some great information for our listeners, but some people don't believe that, you know, really that we've been really stripped of nutrition.
Well, a lot of that came when they started processing the food, Dr. Ronnie, because in order to process the food, they wanted to create shelf life. They wanted to make sure that they could keep it in store. And in order to process it, a lot of times when they refined the stuff, what they took out of it is all the nutrients and the vitamins and all the electronic food that matches with our body. So what happens is now they've just let the dead stuff in there in order to refine it for the shelf, but the actual nutrients and minerals that we need are no longer existing there. It's like even when you cook food, when you cook vegetables, when you cook above 96.8, you put all living enzymes and nutrients that are in it. So that you just need a bowl full of fiber to go through, but you've lost all the natural energy that you need in your diet that gives you life. You know, we're living creatures, and in order to be alive, you have to eat that food. And we can just figure that out. If your food is not alive, if it's not giving you the energy, I don't know how you think your body kinetically is going to operate. And this fast food industry, you know, the problem is that time is moving so fast that nobody has the time anymore to stop and mix meals. One of the things you notice is most people don't even have a kitchen table anymore. Most of people decide where they want to eat, and somebody wants McDonald's, and somebody wants Burger King, and somebody wants a burrito. And when you get home, between eating in the car and eating in your room and playing with your phones, nobody sits down and has a meal anymore. So since you don't have a meal anymore, most people don't have to worry about planning a meal. They don't plan a meal because they don't sit down and eat meals. So that means that they don't have to take any consideration as to what goes in them.
Wow.
And what's in them and how it works. So we really dumbed down and concerned our food, and we've left everything up to the FDA and the packaging. And between the bright color packages and the flavor enhancements, and, you know, you can eat things that taste absolutely wonderful every day and be doing nothing but killing yourself on the inside.
Wow.
You know, but because we don't look on the inside, we never get to see that.
That is absolutely amazing. And we're going to talk so much more about that.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K KEESPLEASE.com.
So, hello again. This is Dr. Ronnie. I'm your host, and we are talking with a special guest, Wayne Wilson, who has an interesting conversation for us today. We're talking about being malnourished and not know it. I mean, there's so many people that I see on an everyday basis doing the work that I do that I already know that they're malnourished, but they'll probably tell me that they just have low vitamin D, and that's only because their doctor has been testing them for vitamin D but has not tested them for many other vitamins or minerals. So we can go on for a long time, hours and hours, about this subject, and that's why next week we're going to do part two of this show. And, you know, Wayne, when we went to break, I wanted to share this story with you, and I have to share this story with our listeners because this is, for me, is what told me how sad that we don't sit down and eat at a normal table with our family with food that is good for our bodies. So I have this client who told me to go to the kitchen to get something. So I'm walking through her large New York apartment looking for the kitchen. So I go back into the room and I said, well, where's your kitchen? She said, I told you. She says, down the hall to the left and then around the corner. So I go and try one more time. She did not have a kitchen. It was a kitchen converted to a computer office room. There was no dining room table. There were no chairs. I didn't even see a microwave oven. I saw a refrigerator that was made out of wood. And everything was just files and files of papers and computers. So I said to her, you don't have a kitchen. You converted your kitchen into an office. Why didn't you tell me that? Well, no, we all do that here in New York. Why do I need a kitchen? Should I just go walk downstairs and go to my favorite restaurant? So that's why people are malnourished, because to go to your favorite restaurant every single day, do you even know what they're feeding you? Do you even care? But a lot of times it's that they people are just so unaware that our food's been stripped of the nutrients that, as far as they're concerned, they think a vegetable is a vegetable is a vegetable, and it's sure. not true anymore.
And I think you said the right word. I think unaware is really the key here, because malnutrition comes on several levels. You can be physically malnourished, you can be emotionally and mentally malnourished, and you can be spiritually malnourished. Now, the key to all three of them is all three of those things can be solved at what used to be the kitchen table, because it was not just a feeding ground for your physical body. You know, Cahil Gibran, the Lebanese prophet, said, when you just feed the body, you feed half of a hungry man. But there's another part of you that has to be nurtured, and it's not just your body. It has to do with how you think. It has to do with how you decipher information. You know, when college students go to college and they're studying, they tell them things to look out for. Don't eat a lot of white sugar. Don't eat a lot of bread. Don't do a lot of sodas, because these are things that will make it difficult for you to receive information, make it difficult for you to process information, make it difficult for you to concentrate and to function. It can, like you say, make you fatigued, make you sluggish. So there are certain things you need to know about how your entire body works. We start off by being malnourished. If we're not feeding our spirit, what I think is, I'm not trying to convert everybody to believe whatever I believe. I'm just saying, whatever it is you do believe, are you feeding on it? What good is a belief that you won't feed on? Right? So if you're, whatever it is your relationship is, you worse or you get spiritual, how much time do you spend nurturing that part of your body? And that's the eyes of your understanding. The Bible says that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. That's that lack of knowledge. We don't know because we're not being enlightened, and we're not being enlightened intrinsically because we're not spending the time nurturing ourselves spiritually. You got to remember, all the answers to everything we have, Dr. Ron, is already inside of us. It's just like the oak tree seed, into the human body. Out of that seed comes bones and tissue and everything that's inside the seed. So if we don't spend any time looking at the seed, then we won't understand that everything's in there. And the problem we have is most of the time, we spend most of the time looking out of our body rather than in. Dr. Cornel West said, most men would rather go to war and risk their life than delve into the open themselves. Looking at ourselves, which is where the real answers are. And that's why we are spiritually malnourished, which will then cause mental and emotional malnourishment.
You know, it's so sad. So now we, it's like what you're saying really then is sometimes we just have to sit back, and new knowledge is so important. We have to forget about all the things we've been told, contrary to popular belief. You know, a lot of people believe that fat makes you fat. Fat does not. Eating fat does not make you fat. You have to eat the right types of fat, and it has to be in proper combination. People have also, just like they've been told, eating just high protein is the best. It's really all of these things that we've been told, that you'll lose 50 pounds if you do this, you'll lose 50 pounds if you do that. The real problem is not sugar only or the carbohydrates only or the fat only. The real problem that we're facing here is that we're not getting proper nutrition, period. We're just not, because you can go on all those different fancy diets, and guess what? You still gain weight. I saw someone this morning. She says, this winter, I've gained 15 pounds and haven't done anything any different. She says, the only thing different in my life is that there's a lot of snow out there, so I don't get to do my normal walk. You know, so I go, okay, so now it's the snow. But, you know, we're always going to have a lot of different reasons why we're gaining weight and we're not feeling good and we're fatigued and why we have our headaches and why we got to take our medications for our dizziness. But until we stop and look at the quality of the food that we're eating, we are not going to find the true answer. And so I'm on a massive search, and I know you are too, and I'm talking to scientists, and I'm reading books, and I'm writing another book on nutrition. What's real is that we're faced with malnutrition and malnourishment, and I think that we have so much to offer when it comes to nutrition, and I want you to share with some of our listeners on, you know, because I'm sure they're sitting back trying to figure this whole thing out, like, okay, what do we do? If we can't do this, this, or this, what do we do?
You know, one of the things that I always recommend people take a look at is drinking alkaline water. You know, we opened a wellness center in Georgia, Living Water, and we were teaching people about alkaline water. What people need to know about alkaline water is your body's alkaline state is natural. Alkaline water is so important to our body because your body should be 70 to 80% alkaline and 30 or 20% acidic, because both components in our body break food down. The problem with that is if I was to saliva test most adults now, find that they're about 80% acidic. Now, here's what the problem with that is. For disease to live in a human body, it needs a very acidic environment. So what this person would say is we play host very well to disease because we create an environment that makes disease uncomfortable.
That's amazing. So your alkaline water will set you up for allowing you to absorb and metabolize your nutrients better. And I also believe that not only with drinking alkaline water for your system, but I also believe that if you feel at all that you have lack of minerals, I drink distilled water as well, and I also alkalize my water. But also what I do is I put mineral drops, massive mineral drops that's highly absorbable into my drinking water. That way I have control over what I'm drinking, because I know a lot of us are afraid of going out and drinking bottled water, not only because of the hard minerals that are in our water, but also they talk a lot about the plastic that our water is being held in. So if you really, truly want good quality water, not only should it be alkalized, but it also should be pure, distilled, and you're able to put your own minerals in there. And we'll talk more about mineral water and alkalining your water when we come back from our break. But right before the break, I just want to leave you with this one last thought. In order to have complete, well-rounded nutrition, you must practice something called maximum nutrition in small dosages. And I've been saying that over the last 20 years, and people still ask me today, what does that mean? Well, what that means, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, is I'll give you the definition of what I feel that means, and what I've studied over many years of what that means. What that means is when you drink something or you eat something, you ask yourself, is this empty calories or is it full with nutrition? Because we have an RDA recommended allowance for all of our nutrients, but we also don't recognize what foods will carry that recommended allowance. Every food that we put in our body, we should always have an idea of the amount of nutrition that's in it. And then you do that throughout the day. So more on that when we come back. This is your host, Dr. Ronnie, and my special guest, Wayne Wilson, talking about you may not know that you are malnourished. Why no one told you that you may be malnourished? This is the Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Back in a moment.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Hello, back again. This is Dr. Ronnie with my special guest, Wayne Wilson, talking about a solution to our health problems, malnourished. We're going to be speaking to you again next week about what's going on and why we are malnourished and no one is talking to us about that and how to correct that. We're going to talk about some of the things that they tell us that's not good for us, that's totally not true. We're going to talk about salt. We're going to talk about sugar, we're going to talk about carbohydrates and all of these things which causes chronic illness, but if you do it in the way that you're supposed to, they're not bad things at all. So back to my friend Wayne Wilson.
And Dr. Ron, if I can add another point on this whole problem that we're having with malnutrition, if there's another part of that is not only are we suffering from malnutrition in the richest nation in the world, but on top of not only are we not getting the right nutrients, but we're also heavily being over-toxicated by our life that we're living. The water is toxic, the air is toxic, and the food is toxic. And if we understood the toxic overload, I like to tell people when God made man, he put him in the garden. Man left, he put him in the garden because the answer to everything that he needed for his life was in the plants. God made the vegetation on earth before he put man here. So he put all of our solutions and problems and all the components needed to make us healthy in the plants. Man got civilized, left the garden, has been poisoning himself ever since. Everything in our house is pretty much poisonous. Everything from your detergent that you use, everything from your carpet fresh, Teflon pans, fluorescent lights, everything in our house pretty much is toxic. I teach people that your pores on your body is an organ, one organ. All of your pores is an organ. That organ is directly connected to your central nervous system. When you understand how important that is, we say you shouldn't put anything on your body you wouldn't put in your mouth, because everything you put on your body goes directly to your central nervous system. So a lot of us are suffering with toxic overload. So on top of being malnourished by not eating the right nutrition, on the other side, we're bombarding ourselves with the toxics and all these perfumes and all these chemicals and pesticides and things that we have no idea what they're doing to us internally. I teach people that you should not sleep in a bedroom that has anything plugged in. When you sleep in a bedroom that has things plugged in, you're missing a good night's sleep. You have never had a good night's sleep. Because what happens is when you have things plugged in, even if they're not switched on, the ohms and the amps waiting to come forth once you hit the switch and sitting there sending UV rays out. So if you could see your bedroom at night, you would find that you are sitting in a microwave full of UV rays. This a lot of times is throwing off people's hormonal balance. It's giving people fatigue. It's giving people loss of memory. It's making people sluggish. And they're attributing it to, well, I must have just been getting older or tireder, when in fact, we have a very heavy toxic overload. I can show you how to prepare yourself for sleep. I can show you how to put some lavender oil on the bottom of your feet, unplug everything in your house, and I can show you how to get a night's rest so restful that you have an alarm clock to get you up. And we need that because, and let me just share another part about this. Here's why sleep is so important. The Indianapolis 500 race is 500 laps. So even if you were 20 laps ahead, you cannot win that race without making pit stops. So is our life in a 24-hour day. You cannot run this body, run it without making pit stops, because rest is a part of nutrition. It's how you help yourself. And here's what happens. When you go into sleep, a lot of us sleep just for relaxation. Then some of us sleep just so that when we get up, our body is not as tired. So we're doing that relaxation, and we're also doing rejuvenation. But if you don't ever get into a sound sleep, if you cannot get into REM sleep, you're missing the main part of sleep, which is when the Bible gets into regeneration. When you get into REM sleep, then your body sends the repair team out and says, okay, we need more of this. We need more tissue here. We need more blood vessels here. But if you never get there, then your body is working from the bad condition yesterday, and you're piling it on top of the bad condition today, and you're doing more internal damage by not sleeping. I remember my mom and my grandma used to say, go upstairs and take a nap, boy, and I could never understand why in the world somebody would want to go take a nap in the middle of the afternoon. But I get it now, because it's part of our health. It's part of resting so that the internal body can do what it needs to do, so that I can be strengthened to do what I want to do.
Does that make sense,
Dr. Ronnie?
That makes so much sense. And, you know, I am going to put some lavender underneath my feet tonight, and I am promising you I am going to unplug my computer. And my, you know, all these things that are around me, because I'm guilty of that, you know. Sometimes I'll fall asleep with my computer on, the light on, my phone plugged up next to me. I've actually plugged my phone up and slept with my phone. And I don't understand, you know, we're living in that technology world, but we don't really, it's not really at a conscious level that these things are harming our neurological system. Sleep medication is the top four prescription medication. Can you imagine? I mean, and it's growing because insomnia is growing faster than we can finish this show with. Another person has been prescribed a sleep medication.
That's right.
So, you know, we have to start with understanding that health is not one thing. It's a process of many things. And even if you just start one thing today, you're further better off than you were yesterday. And I'm telling, you know, and now that I not only have children, but I have a grandchild, you know, I'm telling people that if you start today and allow your children to see you the way you are today, it's better than the way you were last year. And that's the most that you can ask for. And that's why in the next year, I'm going to be on massive research on trying to improve the world, Wayne, and I'm hoping you're with me. We've got to improve the world with nutrition. We've always known many, many years what the problem was. We knew that. But we just never knew how to 100% completely help people. Yes, I talked to, you know, less juice. Of course you should juice. It's absolutely good for you. But I never said that was the 100% answer. Should you do supplements? Absolutely you should do supplements. Sure. But I never said that was the 100% answer. And, you know, and along the way, I've helped people in many different ways, but never said it was 100% because we're all of us, we're all different. And then we can only try to improve our lives and our health in many different ways. And so now we're talking about food, which is for the first time I can honestly say that there's certain foods that I'm absolutely can't wait to get in my body. Because I can now say I'm going to get maximum nutrition, because I always talk about maximum nutrition from that food. I can feel good because there's certain foods that I eat and I just go, not really sure what's wrong with this food. But the energy, I just felt the energy. There was something not good about it, that it wasn't going to do anything good for my body. But at that particular time, I didn't have any choice, so I ate it. Do you ever feel like that?
Yes. You know, and that's why we have to teach people the importance of detoxing. In this world that we live in, because of so many things are in the food, because of the pesticides, because of the chemicals, because of the 83-some thousand different chemicals that are in the air, because of all the long names on the food that you can't pronounce, because of all of these things, because of what's in your carpet, because of what's in your lotion, because of what's in your hairspray and your makeup. You know, they did a test with over 3,000 different women's cosmetics and toiletries and found that almost 1,000 of them were deadly toxic. Almost fatal. But we don't know this because when you use this, it just smells good and looks good. And so commercialism has us doing things without thinking, and we don't have time to do the research. So one thing we do know is you're going to have to learn to detox. I believe that detox is a part of life. Anytime you live in a polluted environment, it won't be enough to put just good nutrition in, but you must have to get the bad stuff out, which is why even our own body, which is why we can intake in our mouth, and we have ways to get rid of the things that need to come out. Well, the same with the toxics, and that's the beautiful thing about the ionic foot bath and the alkaline water, because these things go in and clean your cells. And that's what people have to understand, that most diseases and chronic diseases start at the cellular level. So if we're only on the outside looking at whether you have cut up abs or whether you're firm, then you're missing where the real problem is. That's like painting the car on the outside but not having an engine on the inside. Right. What we have to teach people is that detox has got to become a part of your life. You have got to learn about how to get these things out of you. And the ionic foot bath that goes in and pulls those negative toxins out of your body. People who have those ionic foot baths, I'm telling you, you get up and they find out that they sleep better. They find out that they immediately have energy. I mean, it's been, you know yourself, because you use them in your retreat. It has been absolutely phenomenal. When you spend the time to cleanse yourself, you know, we tell people now, you have to live on purpose now. You cannot just get up arbitrarily and go through life assuming it's going to be okay. You have got to be proactive and pro-life. You have got to make life a choice, and that has to do with what you think, what you eat, what you breathe, even down to the people you associate with, the negative people in your life. You're getting to the point where you're going to have to choose life on purposely. And the food that you eat, it's either going to give you life or it's going to kill you. There is no middle. There's no neutral food that just sits in the middle. So everything you put in your mouth is either feeding you. We teach people it's like the difference in eating a plant-based diet and a meat-based diet. We know that a plant-based diet feeds your immune system, and we know that a meat-based diet feeds cancer cells. Now, you make the choice.
Well, you know, we say that all the time, and we've been saying it for 20 years, and I think that we're gonna give people some tips when we get back from this break. Ooh. Because something you said, that something so profound, and I believe in multitasking with my health, and I'll talk a little bit about how I do that, because you're right. Mm-hmm. I do the foot baths, I green drinks, I do foods, and I do a lot of things. I don't just do
exercise.
I do all of it. I should do more of that, but I do walk, and I don't, you know, kid people. I tell my clients the truth. But, you know, one of the things that I want, you know, when we come back, I want to give people some tips on what they can do right now to start today, tomorrow, to embark on a healthier lifestyle. More with my friend Wayne Wilson when he gets back and I get back. We're going to give you some tips, leave you our phone number so that you can reach out.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and today we have been talking with Wayne Wilson, who has 31 years of experience in helping people like you. He's a lifestyle coach, and he is going to talk to you specifically about how we're going to help you change your life today, next week, next year, starting with something that's so profoundly important in our country today, and that is what we put in our bodies each and every day creates who we are today. And we would like that to change right now, that those of you who do not know that you're malnourished and probably are malnourished, we can change that for you. But those of you who know you're malnourished but don't know what to do about that, we can change that for you. So, Wayne, this has been so exciting, this conversation with you today, and I can't wait to finish it next week because I learn something every time I'm with a guest. And not only that, everything that I know, I always like to keep it at a conscious level because even myself, sometimes I bury things way deep down because I'm also human. And I also feel like, you know what, that's too hard for me to do right now. But I do know that the most important thing that keeps me healthy, and I meet people all the time every day, and I've met someone just last week who couldn't believe that I was who I was because I still look like the same person they saw 30 years ago. So I know that a lot of that has to do with my lifestyle and how I've been living in the last 35 years. And, you know, I was sick many years ago. So when I got on this health kick, I stayed on it because the one thing I didn't want to experience was who that person was 30 years ago that got sick. I never want to feel that again. I don't want to meet that person again. I don't want to look that person in the eyes ever again. And so I learned from my own experience, and thank goodness I did, because that's why I'm able to talk to thousands of people around the country, if not millions, that I'm trying to reach.
Sure.
It's because something so basic, which is nutrition and food, if we get that down, man, we can do a lot. If we can get down what we put in our bodies every single day, then I think we've done something major for our life, our children's lives, and their children's lives.
Well, I think one of the most important things that you do, Ronnie, is Dr. Ronnie, is that you remind people how important it is to choose life, because it starts with a choice. Everything we do in life starts with the choices we make. And I think you can give everybody everything, but you can't give them the want to. I can't make you want to do it. You got to get that for yourself. And I think you do a brilliant job of showing people why they should change and why there are other options available. Now, you and I have a secret, something that we're joined in that we'll get to share more with next week. And that is the fact that the beautiful thing about the technological age that we live in today, you know, when we think about technology, most of the time we think about putting a man on the moon or computers or some compute. But that technology has also now been applied to food. Some of those most smartest and most brilliant people in the world have come together and have looked at this issue from a scientific, from a microscopic, from a cellular point of view. And I'm telling you, the information that they have found out now about food and how to change the science of how we eat is absolutely phenomenal. So if you are one of those millions of listeners out there with chronic problems, if you are one of those people who has a disease that won't go away and you cannot figure out what's wrong with you, and you're also too busy to do the research, to get online, to get with all these people, your day has arrived. What we are going to share with you next week is going to absolutely change the quality of your life. I absolutely guarantee it. They have food down to a science. We're going to show you how to correct the same problems we were talking about. It's not enough to continue to talk about a problem and just keep having meetings about them if you can't answer them. Dr. Ronnie would have never brought this subject up to her clients. It's already in her pocket. No, we have the answer. We have an answer, and the answer has to be simple, that everybody can do it. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to go to Harvard or Yale. You don't have to speak Latin to do this. This is simple. If you tune in next week, you should get everybody, all your friends and family and anybody you know with an ailment, and you should get them to the radio next week, because next week we're going to show you what's available now with technology that will allow those of us who have spent years tearing up our body either through ignorance, lack of knowledge, or poor choices, we're going to show you how to correct that. Thank God for the time is here. I tell people, if you're in the reincarnation, this is the life you've been dying to have. We are here. We have answers, and it's absolutely going to change. And that's why we are so excited that the scientific end of this has finally come full swing. No, there's not a pill that you can take and make your life right. You're going to have to make some changes and some choices. But science has worked with us to break down food and our body's internal system and organs and our needs for nutritional value. They have absolutely broke this down to a global science that everybody can do. So we're going to introduce that to you next week. So whatever you do, don't miss that show. Get everybody, even your toxic friends, we're going to help clean them up. Get them here. Get everybody to this show next week, and I guarantee you it's going to be life-changing. What we're going to share with you, the ways to do stuff. I'm telling you, we want to help people. Dr. Ronnie's goal is to help everybody she can. I know her. I know her heart. She's on fire. And now she finally has the tools needed. She worked at Martha's Vineyard with the tools that she had and did the best that she could. But now she has better tools, and I'm telling you, you're going to see more of her everywhere. You're going to hear about her everywhere. You're going to hear more and more testimonies and praise reports about what she's done, because there are answers. So if you are one of those people, do not miss Dr. Ronnie's next week's show. I guarantee you there are answers.
Wow. You know, many things that I come across on a day-to-day basis, and I'm excited about next week's show. I mean, literally for myself, because it excites me to help other people to get it, something so basic that I've been, like, trying to find the answer for more than 20 years. I feel like I was on the ground floor level of this concept.
Mm.
For 20 years, I just didn't have the food.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have food to be able to prove what we've been trying to say for over 20 years. And I, you know, it's the questions that I get on a day-to-day basis, you know, low-fat diets, high-carb diets, meat versus no meat, salt versus no salt, sugar. Well, how much sugar should we eat? Should I do a B12 shot today, Dr. Ronnie? Can you give me a B-complex shot? I mean, the types of things that I hear and the types of questions that I'm being emailed and text on a daily basis, it keeps bringing back one common denominator. People want to know what to eat. And I've been really good at this, and I've been doing it for over 25 years. I can customize a diet for anyone based on what they want in their diet. But Wayne, I was never able to say with confidence, and I don't think any nutritionist is able to say with confidence, if you eat this plate of food, I guarantee you that you're going to get 100% of your RDA recommended daily allowance in this one plate of food. I can guarantee to you that you're going to get 43 essential nutrients by eating this plate of food. I could tell you that if you drink four drinks, if you take a handful of supplements, and all the other things that I can advise for you, but I was never able to say, if you eat this plate of food, you're going to get everything that you need. And when I was approached a couple of weeks ago, for me, the lights just went on. It's like, you just know when it's time and when it's right. So when I say I've been on the ground floor level, I was prepared for many, many years to be able to now produce and to educate people what we're getting ready to educate them. We are bringing nutrition to the masses. The food scientists and the world-renowned, all of them, they have created for us something so profound, and it's a food revolution. And by the way, it's not going to take us all day in the kitchen, because I've already been told by so many people, I don't have time to cook, Dr. Ronnie. What do you mean?
And they also and I want to say also to the people that are listening, I don't want them to think that this is just going to be another recipe. I want them to think that we're just going to tell you buy organic, because one of the have with eating right is a lot of times you don't have fresh produce in your area. A lot of times you don't have access to organic, or a lot of times people say organic food costs too much. I don't have time to prepare it. I'm telling you that what Dr. Ronnie's going to bring next week is going to alleviate all that. So please do not think this is going to be recipes or organic food. I'm telling you, she has an answer that is going to solve it for everybody, regardless of what you currently eat is, whether you know how to cook, whether you use organic or not. And that's what has her so excited. I don't want her to let it out the bag, and I also don't want to let it out the bag, but I know what she called me, and I found out about it. She said, let's move. I was as excited as her, and that's why we're on this show now, because finally we have answers. We know that people need answers.
Right.
They don't need us. You don't need to keep telling an alcoholic he's drunk. He knows he's drunk.
He needs
to know how to stop drinking. And you don't have to take a drink from him. They say you can take a drink from an alcoholic 100 times, but he only needs to set it down once. I'm telling you, we have the product. Dr. Ronnie has the answer. It will allow you to change the way
world,
you eat and eat nutritionally balanced for the rest of your life.
Wow. The world needs food that can nourish their bodies rather than damage their bodies. Life is far too short, guys. Let's get on board. We're going to wrap this show up today. It was absolutely amazing and exciting to talk to you, Wayne Wilson, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. You are so important to this process of bringing healthy nutrition to the world. So let's resume again next week. More fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.